We're talking the deal with Apple and Tidal, and Josh Levi's in studio. Stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Live. The beat.
And here, it'll... I ain't sorry about that shit. I ain't sorry. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh, we always run out.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in studio at Black Hollywood Lives, the beat with my queen to be.
You already know.
Mr. Carter.
What's poppin'? You already know.
And yo, I know all the ladies about to be real hype right now because we got Josh Levi in the building.
What up?
He's so cute.
What's going on?
All by himself.
He's so cute. What was that?
Because he's a part of a group.
Oh, okay.
Citizen Four.
Citizen Four.
Okay.
We're going to get Queen. We about to turn Queen's life out because I just didn't want to tell Queen about certain things because I love her natural reaction.
Okay.
She's about to get her life when she sees y'all's music video.
Okay.
All right.
So a little bit about that is that we do not tell Queen what she's about to see because,
yes.
She's a little bit of a
loony
rough
bin
one here.
Gotcha.
But Josh, we're really excited to have you in studio.
Yeah,
because
she's
excited to be here.
And he could sing.
Yeah, well, and for all the viewers out there, if you guys remember, we played a Fetty Wap cover, and Josh was the guy. And now he's
that
here
was
in
me, Trap Queen. Hey.
And who played the piano? What was his name?
Kurt Schneider.
Boom. Y'all killed that.
Thank
you, remember
you, man.
He had the Pharrell hat kind of on.
Hello. Do I watch him on Facebook?
No, is we he watched it here, girl.
I don't remember.
YouTube? Yeah.
But I think we did find it off Facebook.
Facebook,
oh,
right?
It was probably on Facebook, yep, too.
Boom. So I was just like, wow, that's so crazy. Here we are. What a small world.
Well, I'm excited to see.
Full circle. Another full circle is we both were at the same Beyonce concert. Which
we
is
were.
Womp, womp,
and
womp.
Somebody wasn't there. Somebody didn't get the blessing of Beyonce that day.
Fuck
so
y'all.
Sorry.
Guess who?
Fuck you. And I pre-gamed with you. I'm so jealous
and
about
then I
that.
Said, I'm sorry.
Okay, put us out.
Right? Put us out. We pre-gamed with him, and then he just was like, bye, deuces, I'm out.
I mean, it's Beyonce. It's what you have to do. Right?
Hey, damn. She was incredible.
She was. You enjoyed yourself.
Oh, my gosh. I respect that woman so much.
She's our Michael Jackson of the millennials.
For sure.
She is.
Of Michael Jackson.
We've lost so many amazing artists, and she's like one that's like, hey, you're still
I'm
there.
Still here.
I love that she still does the Prince tribute, too.
Yeah.
And it's simple. It's just, it's not doing the most.
Yeah.
It's just, here's a moment to remember him.
Yeah.
I like
she
that.
Wasn't even there. She was just,
yeah,
like, his song.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
What was your favorite part of the show?
Favorite part? Oh, man. Literally, the whole thing, I was going crazy. I love Daddy's little... Wait, what's...
Hey, little girl.
Daddy.
Yeah. That, love that song. So me and my sister turned up to that one. And then when she does, like, the Cut It / Panda mashup dance thing, where it's just lit for, like, 30 seconds,
yeah,
that was my favorite part, for sure.
Oh, Beyonce.
Who was your favorite part?
The things you do. Oh, mine's... anytime she does Baby Boy with that bump. You know, stay wanted my hips. Any chance I get a little pop twat? But you also have on your YouTube channel, you have a vlog of your experience there.
Yes, I don't know. People can watch that at their own risk.
It's
but
a lot of fun.
It's a very dorky, candid behind the scenes vlog of just me the whole day, me going to see her. I actually bought the tickets. No, I got the tickets as a graduation gift.
Aww.
But I got them in May, or whoever. I think my mom got them for me
well,
in
her
May.
Cute self.
And it's September, so I've been waiting for that for so long. So.
Oh, she got them in May, and you had to wait all the way to September. That's like something burning a hole in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. It was every day.
You
every
rushed
day,
the
countdown.
Whole year. You
yeah,
rushed
by Beyonce.
The year.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Oh, I love it. Okay, so before we play some of your music, we're gonna go through some of these other videos. We want to get your take. What you think creatively off
Alrighty.
Of some of these artists. So the first one, his name is Pride, and the song is called Thinking and Drinking. Take a look.
Sound like
all
what
right.
you was doing all the day.
Thought you had my back, but you really wanted the pleasure of attention from these men that wasn't really sincere.
He looks Asian and black though.
I like the glasses for sure.
Simple swag, right?
He's killing it. He's got dope style. He's got cold dudes wanting to just use you. My light about to be popping. I wish I could include you, but we both on different levels. And I wish you grow up. If you hear this, know you still got my love.
And that's why I just keep
That's why I just keep
He like black girls. It's all over his face.
He's got the beard thing, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny who I thought that was originally when I first remember Jeremy Ortiz who came in.
Oh yes, me too. That's why I was about to say that. I looked. I was like, wait a minute. I thought it was Jeremy Ortiz.
If he would have sang, I would have been like, "Yo, you the thing, bro." I didn't even know. Like,
I'll just stay outside of this inside moment.
Yeah, sorry, it's a guy who comes to the show.
A past guest of ours. I was like, "Wow," but he's more. He does like a lot of promoting out here in LA, and I was like, "That's a real come up, bro."
I like him. I think he's cool. I'm gonna see more of him.
Yeah, he's cool.
Have you ever heard of him before?
I haven't. No.
Yeah, no, I'd had me either. But he's got a lot of stuff online.
How did you find him?
Girl, you know, I'd just be Googling, searching, hunting. I find one video would take me to like four other ones, and I'd just be searching. And then whatever the newest one is, that's the one we're going to watch.
Okay. Dope style, great glasses.
Yeah.
Seems cool.
He got swag.
Cool vibe.
He got good flow. Okay.
We're all with it. All right, Pride.
Cool.
All right, next, Audio Push featuring Eric Choice. The song is called Spread Love. Dope flow here.
Were you high?
No, girls.
I love
it. Dope video already. It's really cool.
Turn it up for me, Steve.
Social injustice message, okay?
Right.
Appreciate it.
Give a little Outkast.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
Hey,
I'm Martin Luther. I'm just a young black
stoner trying to spark the truth because it's been so long.
So LA. And lost your way. Grew up and changed. And now I'm all alone. Everybody can sing now, huh?
If it ain't jealous, if you're alone.
He was on beat. He was on cue. See, I done lost my cousin, I done lost my bros. I've been putting plays together with old to get the dough. Radio won't play this shit no more. The DJ's gonna say to switch the flow. Add more bars, rap about trap, maybe open it up. Fuck that, man, your minds ain't open enough, nigga. Hustling, trying to make a way. Hey! My young brother, get your bread.
I see you raising your kids all alone.
My single mothers keep your head. Audio Push featuring Eric Choice, Spread Love. Josh, what are you thinking?
Love that. Love the message. Love the title. Love what he was talking about. Love the video. It's really vintage. Love their style.
See, Josh, you couldn't be my friend because I would make you sing to every scene. Hit that cover. We'd be on the way to Beyonce. I'd be like, Josh, where are the harmonies? Sorry.
I was singing every single harmony existent in every single one of her songs at her concert.
Mr. Carter, what are you thinking? Audio Push.
I've been following Audio Push for a really, really, really? Long time. So I'm already here for it. I'm so excited that they're finally getting an album that I can go to the store and buy. So
and putting a good visual, because it's like when you're about to put that project out, a dope visual really is
clean.
And I like how you called them Outkast, like the modern day Outkast. I so see that.
Yeah,
I can see them doing an amazing live show. Yeah. I can see them at Sears Club and stuff like that. I can see them doing a live show and people will appreciate it. And I like how well dressed they are.
Yeah.
I appreciate them.
I appreciate music that has messages now more than ever because of everything that's going on. So if you can use music, which is like a universal language to everybody, to say something, that's why I love Beyonce so much.
I was just going to bring up Lemonade.
Whatever, y'all keep showing off.
She's so mad, that's why she wore a Rihanna hat.
He tried to come to me again.
Honey. All right, next we got Mr. Carter. You can introduce this one. This is Somo. Who is this? Because you picked this.
Y'all remember you don't know that song? Song? Right, that's what I'm saying. Y'all remember that song?
I can't get into it. I didn't want to say it's an after, but I can't get into it. Like,
you
it's
remember
just
that
like,
song, Ride? I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride,
I'm gonna ride. Yeah, I love that song.
Okay, this that's is him. Yes, okay. He's back, y'all. And this, just watch. That's all I'm gonna say. Just
first
watch.
Of all, he is already giving me body.
Girl, the song, though. When your heart is beating fast.
What drips off your body. He's sexiest.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that out loud.
Girl, you've said everything else already.
See, I would date a white boy like that who got swag. But
is he
swag?
Is he white or is he like...
I think he's mixed, y'all.
No, not black. No, no, no. He ain't got no black in him.
Not black, for sure. That face is a white boy.
He's like
maybe like Brazilian
or
something.
He
just reminds me of Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
Except
yeah.
Nick Jonas.
He's literally like... nude in that thing. I see butt
wow.
Crack. Oh my gosh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Pat.
Reminds me of, this song reminds me of Usher or something.
Okay, Somo first. And I love that you said that. Here's my thing with it. This is a beautiful man. I mean, the face for me is like I would put Nick Jonas' face on that body.
Yeah.
But you know, if we're gonna get technical about it, but like you said about Usher, it's like when I hear him sing it, it's like I can hear three other artists sing it with more belief behind it. Like yeah. I could Usher would murder that. Usher would be like he would have. I can't. So you know what I mean? He would have pushed in the
see,
places.
I have to defend him because. If you were to listen to his album
yeah.
then you would
okay,
you would understand like this is
when
this
you
is
say
that
this shit
ride,
this
so is that, him. That I'm going ride song was
yeah,
hard
yeah like this yeah, is was. Him to a whole nother level like whoever he's working with now they
so
took
he's
him
like
to
a Zane.
Whole nother level like exactly
yeah.
he's like
exactly.
a Zane
exactly and Nick Jonas
see, and
like
Zane
that.
Is I can't horrible. Get into Zane either
really
I really can't
I think Zane is so dope
he's super
he's
dope
he's cool yeah
he's just really unique
like I wouldn't him. Go to a Zane concert like you know what I mean like personally like it's just he
if
doesn't
if the tickets were free you would
honestly guys I'm old like after the Beyonce concert like it took us 3 hours to get out of there find a damn Lyft because all
oh,
the Uber
no,
apps and shit.
Man.
The Uber was down.
I was on some like, oh, I don't know if concerts are for me anymore. I'm gonna get the DVD.
Yeah,
I'm a little too old for this.
No,
I can't deal with these people.
Yeah, we thought about Ubering, and then we were like, okay, great idea there. On the way back,
yes,
how does that work? It doesn't work.
Yeah.
We
all.
Had to, well, you had to park mad far after BET. I forgot. We didn't have to Uber because you parked. You just parked
no,
like
no,
five
no, no. First
blocks.
Of all. These aren't even comparable. When I tell you Beyonce was
it
that,
was crazy.
That stadium is the longest walk to get out to the damn street. I felt like I was gonna be lost. I was
yeah.
like, I might as well just walk home at this point. Like, what's
it
another
was
2 hours?
Lit for sure. It was packed. Everybody was there.
Stop showing off.
No, everybody was there. It was amazing. Show up and show it out.
Okay, can I find now? I found someone from the car. Can I enjoy the moment and talk
yes,
about it?
Fine.
I'll talk about that for forever.
All right. So next, Paloma Ford. She is making waves out here, doing some big things. I'm really excited because we're gonna have her in studio in a few weeks. The song is called "Do It Again." It just dropped. World Star Hip Hop exclusive.
Oh shoot. Yeah. Man, I just touched down, tell me what it do. Baby, you could come to me or I could come to you. All these other motherfuckers don't compare to you. Tell them other niggas straight up they ain't got the juice. I've been working overtime while you're laying down. I've been whipping in my Jeep with the top down. All my niggas get that money, don't be lazy. All my bitches pull it up, we getting faded. I'm on 100 right now, rolling with smoking that loud. Pull up in a foreign right now, I'ma make my mama proud. Roll the dice, I'm in the game, I always stuck to my plans. Go to sleep, coming through bands. Wake up and do it again, gang, 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 gang. Wake up and do it again, I always stuck to my plans. Paloma Ford, Do It Again. Josh, what are you thinking? First, she's beautiful.
She is everything. Some pictures, I'm like, I want to know how old you are, because some of these pictures are a little inappropriate.
How old is she?
I don't know that. We're going to Find out, though.
Let's find out. She's
look at this one. How old is she?
She's grown. 30.
She's grown.
Oh.
She's 30.
Oh, 30.
She's old enough to be your mama. Okay,
so there you go.
Maybe a little too far.
I'm kidding.
No, I mean, 30 is a little too far.
Yeah, a little too far from you. Maybe if she was 23, that'll be good for you. That's, I can see you with 23. Yeah. Okay. You're 17.
You talking about
your mother's, your mother's eyes is like this. Not with my baby.
I always liked older girls.
Yeah, you like Usher.
Hey.
You know how to, you know what's good for you.
But I...
Don't hit me.
Oh my god. The song, though, I wish the melody went like.
Did a little more.
A little, yeah.
But I could vibe with the song. It was cool.
When I first listened to it, it took me a minute to get into. I had never heard her music before, and then it took me a minute to get into her voice. I would really love to see her do a dance hall track. Because she got this little
twang in her voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is her ethnicity?
I'm not sure, but she
sounds
got
like she has London, like she has like an English accent.
Do it again.
Yeah.
She'll say, like I'm
too. Being out with my friends.
She's American.
They're going to do it again.
It says she's American, like, from Long Beach.
Yeah, but what's her ethnicity?
What's her ethnicity?
That's what it says. It says she's an American R&B vocalist. No, it doesn't say her ethnicity.
Her nationality.
Ethnicity.
Her nationality.
No, that's
a nationality.
She's American.
Call it.
Yeah.
Her
yeah.
ethnicity, like, is she Hispanic? Yeah. Is she? I don't think she isn't. But yeah, she's dope. She's beautiful.
Right, I was gonna say,
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I mean, clearly marketable. She got a good enough voice, and so I want to hear. I want to hear something else from her. I would like to see something.
You haven't heard anything from her before. Mm-hmm. She has a song called Jada. That's amazing.
Jada?
Yes, like okay. Jada, J-A-D-A. Yo, she's cracking. I've been a fan of her since
she
that one song.
Gives me a Jada. Little bit of the except she's I actually think voice. She's more marketable. The other blonde girl that they be pushing all the time,
Pia Mia.
Oh, they have the same name song. Do it again.
Oh yeah, that's what's connecting me too. Interesting. All right, next, 7 Streeter. Love this girl. Her song is called.
I like her a lot.
My Love for You. Check out this video. It's kind of dope for her.
Right, I love 7.
I love a good video with in a warehouse.
Yeah.
I'm always here for it.
She's still growing. Michael. Hey. Get her in here.
Yeah.
Let's see how I can make that happen.
Seven Streeter, my love for you. I thought of a game while watching this video. So, you know how Beyonce does Beyonce Always on Beat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Josh, your game is going to be Josh Always in Harmony.
Oh God!
He literally every song over here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
there we go.
It's the band member in me, probably.
Hashtag it. Start it. There you go.
Another
you
beautiful,
I think
beautiful,
she's
beautiful
dope.
Woman.
Yeah,
I love the song.
I feel like this is like what K. Michelle always tries to go for. It gave me something about that gave me K. Michelle right there.
Maybe the
like,
sound.
What K. Michelle
it was probably
wants.
The sound.
Well, it's definitely R&B, like that trap sound kind of.
It's a K. Michelle cadence. It's definitely that's K. Michelle.
I
feel like
this
K.
On
Michelle
a big,
knows her. K. Michelle knows her lane.
Right. Yeah. K. Michelle joined is legit.
Her
hers, they got two different situations. I like 7th Streeter a lot.
Me too.
And I know she's still growing as an artist, obviously. You know what I'm saying? She's still climbing,
she's
but.
She's been through a lot.
She slept on. I met her actually when I did the hip hop squares. She was one of the squares. Yeah.
Oh really?
And sweet, and she looked just like her mother.
Really?
Yeah. And I think we need to try to get her on the show. She's definitely popping.
Totally. She's dope.
And my favorite song from her is "How Can My Ex Boyfriend Be My Next Boyfriend?" Hey.
I haven't heard that one. My favorite is Chris Brown.
Oh yeah. All it's like all night when they're driving in the car.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it won't stop.
Don't stop.
Yeah, I like that.
Love that song.
At least he's consistent.
That was mine. All right, next. So we played a video a few weeks ago. It was Belly with You. And no one was kind of really into Belly, the rapper. They thought the song was better because of Kehlani, right?
Yeah.
So this is his new video, but he did it very differently. He gave it to these two dancers to create the video for. It's two ballerinas. Check it out. The song's called Ballerina. Up.
And they're in a birdcage?
Mm-hmm. Well, the girl is. Well, he'll get out of it.
She makes a red and white wine like the Catalina.
She do it.
You call her a stripper, that's my ballerina.
Oh, I heard this song before. On a radio.
See, that's your stage, but it's my arena.
She mine.
There's not a stripper, that's my ballerina.
Yeah,
oh, Lord. Let me see you dance for
hey.
Me. Dance, dance.
Hey, she better get it.
Fish tails like you really missed you. Got the sauce, got that.
Is that Belly?
No. Is he in the video?
She pull up on me in that Panamera.
Belly ballerina. Josh, what are you thinking of that?
Adding it to my playlist now. Dope video. It's artistic. The song is popping.
And I love the authentic. Yeah, right when that beat jump like that, you had never heard it, but you was feeling that.
Oh
moment.
Yeah, I was in the pocket.
That plays on a radio.
Yeah,
does it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I heard it for the first time. I think like last week.
Yeah, it's okay. A new song.
It's a good concept.
Mm-hmm. I like that he did that with the dancers and then make himself about the video, because he kind of did that with the Kehlani one. He wasn't really. It wasn't focused on him. It was more artistic.
I love you, Kehlani, if you're watching.
Mr. Carter, what did you think of that?
I'm definitely going to keep my eye on him because this is the second thing that we played from him. And I'm like, okay, I kind of like what I'm hearing. And then I just read that he signed to Roc Nation. So I'm like, oh, okay.
Now, he's interesting. A really big writer, ghostwriter, like, in that world. So now he's getting his shot.
He has a Speedy song with Fingers. The Weeknd, right? He has Speedy Fingers right there. He can pull
it. It does say XO on here, too. Oh, so he's definitely tied in with
it. Is it Might Not? Is it the song? Or is
that actually sounds familiar.
I'm gonna find out real quick.
Okay, y'all. You can zip again. All right, so I'm really excited for this next one. Her name is Lizzo. We played her before. She is a big girl with a big attitude. She is, I feel like, gonna be on a Beyonce level because, honestly, her videos, her concepts, she's everything. So she's about to drop her new EP called Coconut Oil. And here's another single off of it. It's called Phone.
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone?
Huh?
How I'm supposed to get home? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? Huh? How I'm supposed to get home? Okay, 2:15 and the lights come on. Where my phone? Looking around like where my phone? Looking where my homies with? Where the hell my homies with? Where the hell my homies with?
Remember, Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo, I don't think you really know. You remember that?
Where the hell my phone? Where the hell my phone? How I'm supposed to get home? Okay. Ooh, unlock that.
Lizzo. What you think?
I love it. I saw her, I think, on the VMAs. Was she doing interviews?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love the song. It's
oh,
cool.
Wait. No. That wasn't her. Oh, was that's it? That girl's getting a show.
Was that Amber Riley?
No. It's this new girl. She's getting a show on MTV. I can't remember her name, though.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it's not this girl. It's another bigger girl. But she's getting her own show. She's like awkward black girl, kind of like that kind of a show.
Gotcha.
But with her.
Love the song. She's cool. She's getting it.
Mm-hmm. Yo, and I'm really excited because you guys just have to watch the rest of this video because that's nothing. It just turns into something else after that.
I like that she does it in a modelish, high fashion type of way.
Yeah.
And the confidence is there. I just think that is, you know, these days big girls are fucking loving who they are. It's about time.
Mm-hmm.
We've been shunned, you know, big girls have been shunned for so many years, but now that there's no... nobody to stop them anymore. You have the freedom, like YouTube and different places, and let people make a decision on who they're going to like. Right. So I think that that's awesome that she's doing
and
that.
Totally. And like you said with the high fashion thing, it's mm-hmm. like, no, I can wear
I can
what
wear
I
wear
want.
Yeah.
I can dance.
I can
dance
have
how
high
I want,
fashion
make
makeup.
The music I want.
Have the music, yeah.
And when she's doing like the dances, like, what bitch? Beyonce?
Okay.
I'll be up
like, I can move. I can jiggle my meat, too.
Just the confidence is
yeah,
great.
Yeah, the confidence is awesome.
I'm here for it. So coconut oil, it comes out in October. Make sure you guys check that. Josh.
What up?
We done went from X Factor. We've done went from stage plays to X Factor to now you making music videos.
Oh, yeah.
You in a group.
Oh, yeah.
You out here with your own videos.
Oh, yeah.
And you're only 17 years old.
Wow.
17, soon to be 18.
When?
But October 7th.
Nice. Libra. Oh,
okay. Very balanced.
Libras
yeah.
are cool.
That's what everyone always says.
Libras are
balanced.
A little crazy, though. Have that crazy, like...
No, Libras are not that crazy.
Ooh, yeah, I don't know
Mama
about
like...
that one.
What?
Nah.
You're going to sip two? You're going to sip two? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, so for you, was this always the goal? Was this always you knew you were going to be an entertainer?
Totally. I think when I was probably like 5, wrote my first song for kindergarten graduation. And,
you wrote it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I wish I remembered it. That could have been a hit. That could have been bomb. But, yeah, I wrote that, performed locally in Texas, which is where I was raised. And once I found out that my voice had some sort of effect on people, and I found that superpower about myself, I was like, I want to do that. I want to affect people all over the world. I want to write music. I want to reach people all over the world and connect with people. So...
Articulate. You on him with school or however you learn. Home in-house homing, home training, what the fuck do you learn? You go to school or do you have somebody to teach you?
I just graduated from high school and then I start online college actually Monday. Hey.
Yeah, cuz you don't speak like you don't pay attention in school. Like you're very articulate and I
always paid attention, yeah.
And that's good for interviews too. Because you're able to speak clearly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what 17 year olds be like, you know, like, what's his name?
That's really how he interviews?
That's how he interviews.
Oh, I don't even pay him no attention.
So, you know, I just wear my
She's like,
and I'm just
so accurate.
He be spitting
like,
bullets.
What are you saying?
And you're kind of dope, though.
Yeah, no,
it's kind of cool.
I'll watch the whole interview because it's just like, what the fuck is he doing? And he just. And then you just kind of like.
But wow. You can speak, so you can definitely go far because you can sit in front of a real, like, television.
Like, you would be able to
like,
have a conversation
you
with
go
Oprah.
To, right, Oprah. You okay. can
yeah.
talk to Oprah.
I mean, I look up to Oprah, I look up to intelligent. Black people, and I definitely want to fall in line with those
texting
people.
Me.
I can't.
Lance Beyonce. Girls. No, Lance.
Beyonce.
Hi, Lance.
Hey, B. Okay, so for you, okay, well, I actually want to touch on that. So you start online college. So I love that, you know what I mean? Here you are. A lot of people think when you're in the entertainment world, like, you good. Like, I'm great. You know what I mean? We just going to be solid.
Yeah.
Why is it important for you? Or is this, you know, does this stem from your mom where to start college and to go right into it and to make sure that on the same side as you in entertainment that you're also getting your education?
It's actually completely led by me. I've found out that I can balance the two. So for me, after finishing high school, I was like, okay, why not college? I definitely gave myself a break because it's like long nights, homework on flights, in between sessions, rehearsals, all that stuff. But it's definitely important to me to continue to add knowledge to my brain. You always need knowledge and wisdom and learning forever.
Education is key.
Education is definitely key. So, I mean, why not? Mm. That's sort of...
As far as, you know, YouTube is concerned, or let's go to X Factor. So you're done with X Factor now. So you as an artist, where does your mind go? As far as, okay, I have attention, I have this fame now, what do I do?
Meet people and travel. Right after X Factor, I was like, okay, I have people that believe in me that live in England and all over the world, Brazil, Portugal. Those are like the three top places. And so right after, I went on tour in London and sang a bunch of my X Factor songs.
17 years old.
I was actually...
Well, not at the time.
No, he's 17 years old and have done more than the adults these days.
Wow. I'm still... Yeah, I haven't gone out the country. I'm scared.
So go ahead. You went to London. So you
watched too much out, I watched too much SVU.
No.
The
world is beautiful.
So you... Toured in London, sorry. To
toured tour. In London, performed in Dubai, just traveled the world and met fans that supported me because I hadn't known what that meant at all. So something I've always wanted, a fan base. So once I found out I had a fan base from X Factor, I was like, okay, let's meet these people, let's perform, let's travel, let's write songs and try to write a song that people will like. And so I performed that song. That was like my first original song that I ever released. And so yeah, just gaining experience, gaining fans, and traveling and creating music was sort of...
How does social media help that with you as far as like YouTube and Instagram and whatnot?
Social media was definitely also an important thing. I signed with Awesomeness TV, which definitely helps you sort of control everything, but it's YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, everything. And social media is really important because it allows you to connect with the people that believe in you that you can't see. So if you have a fan base outside of your own reach, outside of LA, outside of the country, all over the world, you can share with those people. Musically, you can post songs, covers,
vlogs,
invite them into your life and let them know more about you. Because they support you, you owe that to them. So social media is definitely instrumental in that. Also, you can affect people through social media without being in front of them, which is also really dope. I've seen a lot of people I've affected in a really positive way just from tweets or songs I've done in the past or the band that I'm doing. So
he's an old soul.
Yeah. And especially that you look, like you look up to Beyonce and then like your visuals, because we're going to play this visual doctor. And... It totally, like, you know the channel Freeform?
Yeah.
It gave me
old ABC.
Like, it gave me Freeform-esque. There's a moment where I was like, oh my gosh, this kid is right on target with demo. Like, everything with me is marketing.
Thank you, man.
So it was just like, let's take a look. So here's the video, Doctor, by Josh Levi. Can
I get from you? You see, who do you think you are?
For real. I just like, at the end. Like,
who do you think you are?
It's crazy. Hey. I haven't seen this in a long time. It's the least that I can do. All I want is to do that for you. Let me be your doctor.
Let me take you home tonight. Fix you up, make all wrong. Superstar.
At the end of the night, you got it. Mind, oh baby. Let me be the victim, take it for you and all your crimes. Get rid of your pain, but keep it alive.
No,
give it to me, I'll put it
mine. Freeform right here. I'll be your doctor
tonight. Hey.
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 Hey. My doctor.
Who do you think you are?
I don't know. Josh.
I like that. Where did
the concept for that video come from?
Let's think. It was
like, how do you go about doing it? Like, is it okay? You create the song, and then it's like
you have a visual.
Just continue that vision that you had for the song through the video. So I think I just meditated on the song, and I was like, what do I want to what do I want to like depict here? And we came up with that with also Awesomeness TV helped me to film that. We're like just really abstract, show some dance stuff, show the meaning of the song. I actually wrote that was probably how when did I write that? I wrote that a while before I released it.
That's crazy.
And it was about basically me being there for fans and feeling like they have someone there for them, even though I'm not there through my music. So, and that's definitely a huge thing I'm trying to input into this band is
you're blowing my mind. Like, where did this? I'm sorry to interrupt you talking, but like your spirit is so mature.
Thank you.
You're freaking 17 years mm-hmm. old. 17 years old. Geez, I will just finish high school. Oh, I got on my own. That's what it is. I didn't have a guide. Your mother guides you.
Yes, I have a couple guides. Yes.
Yeah, I have a couple of guides, but your spirit is great. Like,
thank
God
you.
God bless you. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm just really passionate.
Yeah, you live this.
I do.
You eat, sleep, and drink this.
I do, 100%.
The male Beyonce.
Nah, he got it. Whoa. He definitely
honor.
Has
That's
it.
An honor.
You definitely have it. You definitely have it.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. We're going to look back to these days when he's up on these big stages. I see that for you.
All right, let me just blow her mind one more time. So now you're also in this group called Citizen 4, which this is new for you, though.
Totally, yeah.
So how did this kind of merge come together?
So Island Records, the huge, awesome, dope label, wanted a band, a boy band, that was not lame and not whack, had different music, tried to be authentic and create music that we would actually listen to. And so through the process of our manager, Tim, he reached out to me and Austin, who were both on The X Factor, and then the other two guys, Connor and Carson, he found on YouTube. And then Citizen 4 was born.
Mm. Now, you guys, your vocals are crazy. You guys
Thank
are really
you.
Dope.
We work hard on
Hurry
that,
up.
Man.
Nope. I'm going to take it. I'm going to give my critique.
She's like, let me see it.
Let me see the shit. Come on.
Because I watched one video, and I got, like, sucked into watching them. Because it was just like, at first, because I'm always marketing, right? Artist development. I'm like, you know what? I see these three. And then I had to watch another one. I was like, okay, now I get what everyone's power in the group is.
Yeah.
And you're very right. I think you guys do deliver something that other boy bands don't harmony-wise. Let's take a look. So actually, this
Which
is
one
your,
is
wait,
this?
No,
oh,
the,
Mercy.
It was going to be Mercy, but no, we were actually going to play. You guys just dropped one 5 days
oh,
ago.
Oh, dope. Yeah, Deja Vu.
Deja Vu. Let's take a look.
This is my favorite video we've done, actually.
Oh, really?
I'm trying to see it from my own perspective. You're all in my section. Trying to come to my session. We're running under pressure. You know that we're
really?
Flexing. We bought all the bottles.
This
came with the models.
Well
with the sick confession. I'm not like your exes. I came in from Texas. And now that we're flexing. Oh, you can fly whenever. And now you are dressing. Panties on the dresser. You're hanging and messed up.
Yes.
The feeling we're catching. My love is a blessing. We're loving that Lexus. We're loving that Lexus. I know you remember. So tell me, is that deja vu? Cause you want me and I want you. So tell me, is that deja vu? Cause baby,
you guys are too grown.
No.
Like, I couldn't.
How old are y'all?
Yeah.
I'm actually the youngest.
Oh, okay.
17, 20, uh-huh. no, 19, 20, and 22.
So tell me, is let it play. Deja vu?
Cause baby, this ain't nothing.
Bam! Citizen wow. 4 Deja Vu cover.
Okay,
you
go
can
watch
you can
it.
You can watch it on where?
YouTube.
Citizen 4 on YouTube.
Yeah, our YouTube channel Citizen 4 official. We have that cover, a couple of other covers, and one original song.
Mm.
This can do well overseas. I can see this playing like London, and then when that shit come over here, like if it happens over here, them little girls are going to go crazy. Good job!
Thank you.
Yeah!
Thank you.
I'm into it.
Awesome.
I like the Mercy one too. I like the lighting.
Can we peek
it.
Mercy?
Girl, you can go on Citizen 4 YouTube and give them the damn click and the view, girl.
Yeah. Give us a comment.
I'm going to follow
Give us a like.
That.
So what's the deal with Citizen 4? Are we going on tour? Are we getting like an album soon? Like...
Hopefully on tour soon.
Okay.
Like I said,
with the group.
Yeah. Right now I'm making that transition from Josh Levi into Citizen 4.
Right.
Josh Levi.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It's definitely an exciting journey. Definitely a tour probably next year, but like I said, our song Cold is kind of what we're focusing on right now. It's not a single. It's just showing people, okay, this is what we're making right now. This is what it's going to be. This is the vibe.
Are you guys still figuring that out, too? Like, because, I mean, it always amazes me. Like, I look at, like, a Fifth Harmony, right? It amazes me that they just took these five random girls. Were like, oh, well, you guys all came as singles, but we picked you out specifically, and you worked together, and it worked.
That's how Danny Kane was made.
You know, but no, that didn't work. But you know what I mean? So it amazes me when it does work and to take these different personalities. So how is that experience, like, for you guys right now?
It's definitely a challenge. It's like an exciting journey of just learning each other. We're all, I think the best thing about the band is that we're all so different. So it's not like trying to be four Joshes or four Austins or four whoever. It's or not like boy band. It's like we're all really individual.
You get honestly, so, you guys all could be an individual artist.
Yeah.
So that is a powerful.
And then together, it's like that magic. I think so. I think that's what makes it okay, because we can breathe a little bit and be ourselves, but together it's kind of what makes it amazing.
So. And you guys all have such a different look each.
Yeah,
I love that.
That's the part that is dope. I was like, oh my god,
that's the part that's dope. That's the part that's dope, everything. And that's the part that's marketable because they sound freaking amazing.
Thank you.
Like they can sing. Like there's a difference. Like if someone, you know, no one is able to hold their own. Like you guys can sing.
Thank you. Yeah.
So I think that's the marketable part, and I think that's what is going to intrigue these young people out here. Is going to be like, yo, it's so cute. Oh my god, I love you, Josh. Oh my god, I love you. I love you, Abe. I love you. Know. I think I can see that. I can definitely see that. But this is just part of your journey.
Yeah.
Your life is going to be on a whole nother. It's going to be a totally different thing when you age, when you get a little older.
Thank you.
You will be walking alone, unfortunately, but you're going to do well with them for now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. I mean, right now I'm definitely dedicated to Citizen Four.
Yeah.
Do you guys play instruments at all?
That's smart.
No. Anybody?
Carson, one of the band members, he plays guitar a little bit. I play guitar, open chord a little bit. Not, you know.
What about dancing? As far as, I mean, you know, you clearly.
We have a little choreography.
Okay.
So not like just standing. It's completely different from One Direction. And completely different from any other band.
Well, clearly, audio-wise, it's different, too.
Yeah, yeah, sound. We're not trying to be Backstreet Boys or NSYNC where we have full choreography.
No, but it's natural, but I'm just saying that because it could be just you. You know, there might be that breakdown in the song, and it's like, all right, Josh, hit it. You know what I mean? Like, that's your power, because, I mean, what we saw in Doctor, like, we need some of that, too, because that was turned up.
I think them having just the swag movement, they don't even need all that type of, they just need to just, you know what I mean?
People love the vibe. All of our music is definitely has like that dance element or that like where you rock to it. Deja Vu. Well, we have a couple songs, I guess, that are kind of.
I'm going to go home and just fucking watch this. Citizen, y'all have a subscribable YouTube page?
Yeah, girl. Have you been on YouTube before?
You're an asshole.
It's the channel.
Are you subscribed to it?
Are you subscribed to the channel?
No, he could be on the...
Are you... Do you know Black... This is Black Hollywood Live, bro.
I hate you. You're lucky I am in a calm, spirity mood today. Or what? I would've read you.
Or what?
I would've read you, bitch. I'm really liking him, and I like this group.
Thank you.
This is a part of your journey. This is the beginning. You're 17, so these are the things that you have to go through to create. And
you know, he was also on Friday Night Lights,
huh?
You know that show, Friday Night Lights?
No, what's that?
Girl, this girl don't get out.
I don't watch TV. All I do is work. I'm a hairstylist, right? I stay busy. All I do is work.
Watching TV
to me is non-existent. I do not watch television.
I'm actually with you, and then I found Stranger Things on Netflix.
He tried to put me on it. I didn't like the first episode. He was like, watch the first episode. They snatch that person up and whatever and scared the shit out of me. I said, I'm not watching this.
Oh, you didn't even get past that.
That's the first 30 seconds.
And I specifically said to her, I said, make it past the first 15 seconds because it's going to feel scary and then the whole thing's going to change.
I don't like scary movies.
That's the disclaimer about Stranger
like
Things.
Shit.
It's not. It's more sci-fi. It's science. She's more... Crazy. It's not scary. I'm not a scary guy.
The blood of Jesus.
Right.
I'll be at home. The blood of Jesus.
Science. That's the devil.
the science is the devil. Y'all got me watching demonic movies, demonic shows. I'm not watching. Spirits are transferable. Like, yeah. Hey. I'll be in my house like, the blood of Jesus. What is this Jesse got me watching? Oh, don't be
stopped. She like my grandmother. She wouldn't go on Facebook because technology is the devil.
Oh, no. You got to get past that.
Right. But no, I don't watch scary stuff. But maybe I'll try either. It again. But it's good. It's worth watching.
Yes. Trust me. It's good. It's worth watching. It's such a dope show. It's like in the 80s type of vibe. Yeah. Right?
Oh, okay.
And you're going to love the kids.
The like, kids are amazing. So maybe I'll
just fast forward to the middle of the thing.
No, girl.
No, you got to get into it. It may feel slow, but it once you get into it, it's
so good. I
have
to watch it from the beginning.
It's just
from
the beginning to the end. Movie. Like yeah. The visuals, the soundtrack, like every... The soundtrack's so dope.
It's so good.
It's like 80 cents.
I listen to just the score.
Yeah. No, me too. On my
the theme song. Boom, 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 boom. I love that song. I'm rocking to that.
Stranger Things cover. Write a song to Stranger
Things. Here you go.
I am.
Maybe.
Sorry, just my brain just goes there. all right, Josh. So what are you up to? The year is about to end. What's in Josh's world up until 2017?
We'll definitely got the birthday coming around.
He's a Libra.
Yeah, October 7th.
18, that's a big one.
Yeah, what's
it is, man. I don't know. I don't want to be 18. I want to be 17 forever.
No, you don't.
You I say do. That now.
I know. That's what everyone says.
You want to get up to 21. You want to hurry up and get up to 21 because that's when you have freedom to go to things that you ain't got no business going to.
I have
take a drink. Take a turn up.
Sorry, Mom.
I love you. No, turning 18 and just finishing out this crazy year and getting ready to take over 2017
with Citizen 4, rolling.
Yeah, everything that we're able to do, all the people we're able to affect, like I was talking about earlier.
Do you guys write everything or
some stuff? Writers? Yeah, we've been writing a lot right now. We're recording almost every after I'm leaving here. I'm going to this session.
Yeah, your phone blown up.
Yeah. Girl, and yours is too.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Lance Gross, my homie, went out. Lance, he just texted me to do a photo shoot, but I'm not able.
Well, and I'm sure something's texting him for something he need to do. He ain't responding in the middle of a damn show.
Well, right. I'm saying,
teasing.
You
her.
Know, he always teases. I'm here.
Well, thank you.
I'm here because if he would have sent that to me earlier, I would have been like, yo, I ain't coming in.
And then I would have sent you his music video and you would have been like, hey. She would have put the lashes on.
That's shady. That's
I
would have
had the full beat and the makeup like, how old are you?
1 7.
Now you're really old enough to be my kid. Shit. Okay.
Right, the more you know. Okay, so we're moving in with that. As far as like visuals go, is something that you guys have talked about because, and also being a fan of Beyonce and just being out here as an artist in 2017, it seems like everyone's putting out a project and then putting a visual to everything they do. And you guys are dropping covers like, damn, it's a new day of the week.
Yeah.
Which is great. I think that's the market of today.
Totally. I mean, we're so fresh that right now we're just trying to connect, find people that connect with us and find songs that we believe in and, like, make our spin on it. So definitely there's going to be probably 2-3 covers a month.
Mm. Smart.
But in terms of visuals, we're all so artistically even different. So I think that's another special thing is we have different aspects of things that we kind of want to input into everything that we do, our music even, videos, but I'm extremely passionate about that stuff, so anything I'm a part of, I'm going to make sure that it's kind of cool, really artistic, and has some sort of dopeness about it.
Where did you find him?
You did not push him out.
You found him, and you said, I say you're my son.
I know where she found me.
She robbed Beyonce's cradle.
Yes. My real mom is Beyonce. No. I joke about that all the time.
I can't. Y'all are crazy. All right, Josh, where can everyone follow you and stay in contact with you and Four Citizens?
At Josh Levi World on Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff, Josh Levi. And then make sure you follow Citizen 4 Official on Instagram, Citizen 4 Music on Twitter, and then Citizen 4 Official on YouTube, which you have to find and subscribe to.
You got
to
come back and bring Citizen 4 up in. Y'all,
I will.
Gotta come.
Yeah.
And, ooh, they can do the performance.
Y'all gonna sing. Y'all gonna have to
oh,
sing.
Yeah, we can. We still can. Let me text somebody right now. Wait, make it happen.
Wait, before we actually go out, can you give us a little something?
Yeah.
Because awesome. I always I love when real artists come in and
be
and it's
on.
Just on some like. Because I grew up, like, in the church, so it's like, I know singers who sing every single day, and some people be coming in like,
no, my
No, if they say that,
they can't hold
on.
They got that,
stuff
going on in the studio. They got to tweak it, sip that.
So, as we leave you guys, you know, I mean, I want you guys to hear the raw talent
of Josh Levi.
I will sing a little bit of our song called My Verses in the song.
Okay.
Here we go. Red lips, summertime, pretty little thing in the sunshine. Red lips, summertime, yeah, summertime. Drop dead, hit the ground, hit me where it hurts when the sun's down. Drop dead, knock out, oh, knock out. And the second verse, one look. Winter time, you can see your breath when she walk by. One look, winter time. Oh, winter time. Cold bitch, no lie. Stacking broken hearts like a gold mine. She got yours, she got mine. Yeah, she got mine.
Yay! Yay!
All right. Thank you. That is Cold by Citizen 4. Check that out.
Yeah.
Boom. And again, they can check it out where?
Yes.
Spotify,
Steve.
iTunes,
yes.
YouTube.
Oh, it's an exclusive.
Boom. Queen, where can everyone follow you?
Y'all already know. On Snapchat, Queen Wink, Instagram, cool. Queen Wink.
Just getting
and
her DMs.
Shut up. Snapchat.
Did you add another one? I know you were going down the list.
What you talking about?
Mr.
I just had penis in my DM.
Oh, what?
Okay.
What?
So you can find me on Snapchat and
we
Instagram.
We almost made it out.
And Queen Wink.
Okay, a whole episode, huh?
With no dick.
And on Twitter at Queen La. I tried.
It wouldn't be Queen.
I was very good today.
Oh man!
I'm trying to respect the fact that you're 17 years old.
Oh,
your
girl, okay,
here.
It's already said.
This boy gonna get his real quiet right on.
Oh, I was a good girl. Okay, sorry.
Mr. Carter.
You already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter and also check me out at MrCarter.com.
Boom. Thank you guys for tuning in today. If you guys have a video, a friend has a video that you want to get put on or let us watch it and talk about it. You know what I mean? Just send it to BHL, the beat, or tell a friend. You know what I mean? That's what we're here. We're looking for your video. We ain't here looking for Rihanna's.
Or leave it at the bottom of YouTube.
Oh, yeah, do that too. Leave us some love. Leave us a comment. You guys can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Also hit us up at BHL, the beat, across all social media platforms and subscribe to us on iTunes. Till next week.
Peace.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christian, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.